Good morning, traders, and welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. The market seems poised for a higher open this Friday, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Futures on the S&P 500 are trading about 21 points above fair value. We're seeing some early gains after a pretty volatile session yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was a roller coaster, largely driven by those ongoing trade negotiation headlines with China, and, interestingly, new tension between President Trump and Tesla's CEO, Elon Musk.
Absolutely. Tesla shares were a big part of that late volatility. The stock hit its lowest since early May, but looks set for a bit of a bounce this morning. Musk even posted on X that the Trump tariffs will cause a recession in the second half of this year.
Wow, strong words! And there's talk of a call between Musk and White House aides to try and de-escalate that feud. So a lot of political undercurrents. What's happening overseas?
Well, the Reserve Bank of India cut its policy rate by a larger than expected 50 basis points, moving to a neutral stance. And in Europe, we saw a significant upward revision to Eurozone Q1 GDP, which is good news. However, April industrial production figures from Germany and France were disappointingly weak.
A mixed bag from Europe, then. And here at home, all eyes are on the May employment situation report, due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. What's the consensus?
The market's looking for around 130,000 non-farm payrolls, down from 177,000 prior. The unemployment rate is expected to hold at 4.2%. This report will be a huge driver today. Ahead of that, treasuries are holding slight gains, with the 10-year yield down one basis point at 4.38%.
Got it. Let's jump into some earnings movers. Broadcom, AVGO, reported?
Yes, AVGO beat Q2 EPS expectations and, importantly, issued above consensus revenue guidance for Q3. So some positive news there, though the stock is gapping down about 3% pre-market.
Interesting. What about DocuSign,
DocuSign beat Q1 expectations and issued above consensus revenue guidance for Q2 and the full year. However, they lowered their billings guidance for fiscal quote, 26. The stock is getting hammered, down about 18% pre-market, despite increasing its buyback by $1 billion.
Ouch! And it seems Lulu is in a similar boat?
Even worse for Lulu, actually, down over 20% pre-market. They beat Q1 EPS expectations, but their Q2 and full year 26 EPS guidance came in below consensus. They're saying U.S. consumers are being cautious.
That's a significant drop. And Petco, WOOF?
WOOF missed Q1 EPS expectations. They issued inline revenue guidance for Q2 and reaffirmed their full-year guidance, but the stock is still down around 8% pre-market.
So some real pain in retail and tech guidance. Now, shifting to broader market sentiment, our WaveRider AI analysis of SPY shows a sideways movement with a slight bullish bias, with recovery to previous highs on increasing volume.
That tracks. QQQ shows a similar pattern, but with a more pronounced recovery. Buyers stepping in, moving averages turning up, suggesting potential bullish continuation if momentum holds. Critically, VXX, the volatility index, shows minimal spikes, suggesting a calm market, which usually supports an upward trend.
What about sector strength?
The analysis points to XLE, energy, and XLK, technology showing relative strength with noticeable volume and price recovery. On the flip side, XLV healthcare and XLF financials are exhibiting more neutral to weak performance. Defensive sectors like XLU and XLP are mixed. This could indicate a partial rotation towards growth-oriented sectors.
But wait, another piece of analysis I saw for today, June 6th, flagged an overall bearish sentiment with 250 buying versus 265 selling. It also mentioned the market saw a late session sell-off yesterday led by Tesla and other growth names.
That's a key point. While futures are up, that underlying caution is important. Yesterday's late weakness, erasing morning gains amid mixed economic data and those tariff concerns, definitely rattled some cages. Communication services did eke out a gain, but consumer discretionary and staples lagged notably. Rising volatility signals increased investor uncertainty.
So what are the key levels traders should be watching for SPY and QQQ today, especially with the jobs report looming?
For SPY, support levels are around 590 and 592. Resistance is at 596 and 598. Breaching 596 would be a strong bullish signal. For QQQ, support is at 525 and 526, with resistance at 528 and 530. Maintaining above 528, there increases the likelihood of testing that 530 resistance.
Given this mixed picture, bullish futures but some bearish undercurrents in key data, what's the advice for traders, particularly swing traders?
Caution is the word, especially entering new long positions given that late day weakness and rising volatility. The guidance suggests focusing on stocks and sectors with confirmed support and strong relative volume. Think technology and financials, as you mentioned earlier, with XLK showing strength, and perhaps avoiding discretionary and growth names showing heavy selling pressure, like Lulu and Docu today. And, of course, monitor that employment report very closely for directional cues. Tighter stops are advisable.
Any specific names on the watch list from that analysis?
Yes, ORCL was mentioned for a potential continuation play, and ASTS for anticipation.
Good to know. Any other company-specific news catching your eye?
A few things. Broadcom, despite the guidance, is also in the news for its AI revenue being in line. FuelCell Energy announced a restructuring plan, reducing its workforce by about 22%. Amazon is giving undertakings to the UK's CMA to curb fake reviews. And Apple is apparently facing concerns. It's behind the AI innovation curve, heading into WWDC.
Interesting on Apple and on the M&A front.
Fiserv is set to acquire AIB Merchant Services. Genpact is acquiring Exponent L Data. And MicroStrategy, doing business as Strategy, priced its IPO of Series A Perpetual Stride preferred stock.
Lots of moving parts. Let's quickly look at some other gapping names. Gapping up, we have NX plus 12.3%, ODC plus 8.9%.
And gapping down, besides Lulu and Docu, we're seeing IoT minus 13.1%, TTAN minus 10.2%, BRZE minus 8.6%, and WIV minus 7.7%, as we discussed. So definitely some big individual stock stories playing out.
So to sum it up, the market is looking at a higher open, but there's a layer of caution due to yesterday's volatility, some weak earnings guidance, and the big jobs report on deck. Trump/Musk tensions and China trade talks are also simmering in the background.
Precisely. It's a proceed with caution kind of Friday morning. The employment data will be the immediate catalyst, setting the tone. Watch those key support and resistance levels closely once the numbers are out.
Excellent breakdown. Thanks for navigating us through this busy pre-market.
My pleasure. It's going to be an interesting trading day.
Indeed it will. And that's your morning dose. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you next time.